You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our number is 564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com to listen to past programs and find real estate information. You can call me after the program at 452-CHAT, 452-2428. Okay, welcome back. If you've just tuned in, you're about 30 minutes late. We start the program at 6 minutes after the hour, but thanks for joining us, talking with our third and final segment with the Action Roofing Brothers, Jack and Steve Martin, and then the fourth segment, of course, the weekly multiple listing update. So, Jack, I mentioned a couple of times about how someone could get a free roof potentially from Jack at Action Roofing, and then the last time I mentioned it, I said how someone almost got a free roof. Kind of a weird story. What happened?
Well, I guess bottom line, it comes down to if I tear off the wrong roof, then I have to give somebody a free roof.
That's how they can get a free roof from Action Roofing. If you inadvertently go to the wrong house as someone that has not called you and hired you, just show up one day with your crew, tear off their roof, they show up and they go, "What are you doing?" And they go, "We're putting a new roof on." And they'll say, "Yeah, you're putting it on for free. I didn't hire you." But how could that happen, Jack?
Well, that's probably a roofing contractor's nightmare. It didn't happen.
How could it almost happen, Jack?
It can almost happen. Well, generally what we do is we hire out a service that comes in and tear off roofs. And so I'll give the address and the property, and they'll go out and generally sometimes get ahead of me. So this one particular case recently, I told them what the address was and I told them what type of roof it was. And they called me up early in the morning and said, "Hey, we're at this house and this doesn't have this type of roof on it. And should we get started?" I said, "No, wait." I said, "I'll be right there."
Okay, so now prior to obviously you scheduled to have the roof removed. He's out there that day. Prior to that, you obviously went out to the house or a house, measured it, gave a bid, just so you know. Tell us the background here.
Well, this is even better because it was actually a friend of the family, and I was supposed to meet them about 6 o'clock one evening. Well, I hadn't been to the house in a long time, and the houses are real similar to each other in the neighborhood. So I wound up going to the wrong house and actually measuring the wrong house, leaving a note for the homeowner and telling him, "Sorry, I missed you. You must have had to run out or something. I left samples and whatnot."
At the wrong house. And the guy who gets this note from you doesn't call you because the house is rarely occupied.
Well, I learned the house next door, the people are there about 5 times a year, so needless to say.
So you measured and left a bid and a note on the house next door to the people that were expecting you. You never showed up to the people that were expecting you, so they wondered what happened to you.
But my bid did have the correct address, so that was the only good part of it.
Oh.
I went to the wrong house.
Okay. Obviously, if someone was home, if that was a normal situation where someone was living there every day, they would have found that, maybe been astute enough to either call you or saw that the neighbor's address was on there, and they would have brought it next door. Right? Okay.
Exactly.
So you didn't know that. You called the people whose house you never went to discuss the fact that they were going to pay X number of dollars for the roof because you told them that you were there. And you measured their roof, and they gave you the green light to do the roof.
They came into my office, signed the contract, scheduled the work, and that's
all right. And because you had a copy of your bid with the correct address,
correct.
So you schedule this company, part of your subcontractor, to go out there. He calls you and says, "Hey, this isn't a shake roof, and your bid here says we're going to remove a shake roof. Should we start?" You say, No. You go out there.
I just pulled in the line and ran over there. And bottom line, it turned out that I measured the wrong roof, but we wound up executing it on the correct roof.
Did they that day, that minute, just go next door and start tearing off that roof? Or did they have a little delay?
There was about 12 guys sitting around waiting for me to arrive.
So they were anxious. So they just started tearing off the correct roof, the correct address.
As soon as we realized what Jack had done.
And so this has never happened to you before. Now, it turned out even better for the owners because it cost less than your original bid?
It worked out fine because, it wound up being less money overall. So all's well that ends well.
Right. So there was no – well, that's a big near miss.
we got some good chuckles out of it after the fact.
And the worst case that would have happened is they would have torn it off. That would have been a real bad. That would have been really unfortunate. And then it could have been more unfortunate if the bid for Nextdoor would have been a little higher because they had issues that the bid you gave, and I imagine you would have eaten the difference on that.
It's always easier to justify less money than more.
Yeah, so they were pleased. Well, okay, so I guess out there you're really probably not going to get a free roof from Action Roofing, but you'll get a good job.
Absolutely.
Got a lot of flat roofs in Santa Barbara, that old Spanish look. And I was talking with Steve prior to the program. He was mentioning, you got the normal tar and feathers. What do you normally do with a flat roof? What do you call it? Just tar and
yeah, there's rolled tar. Traditional membrane is a hot asphalt membrane, and that's been used for, since the beginning of time, I think that was used.
Along with Steve, they invented that with the copper gutters, the hot asphalt. And if it's sloped properly, they call it a flat roof, but it always has a slight slope, right? Enough of a slope to get water to one end?
Not always.
Both ends? Oh, really? Yeah, well, that's... But in theory, that would be the design of a flat roof to have a, its slope, right? Or some kind of grade?
In theory, roofs should have drainage, and all new roofs do now. But, back years ago, some roofs they didn't even make with slope. And there's always deflection in flat roofs where you get sagging in the middle. And when you get sagging in the middle, you wind up getting ponding water situations.
That's happening to me. Sagging in the middle. So there's a new material, something that's new on the design board? Or what's this about?
Well, it's not really new on the design board. It's just being used more and more these days. And that's a PVC membrane. And probably the best way to make a comparison to what it is, it's like a vinyl swimming pool liner. And the PVC has UV protection, so the sun can't eat it up, but water can pond on top of it, and it won't affect the product itself, won't deteriorate it or shorten its life, where a typical asphalt membrane, if water sits on it, it will deteriorate sooner, quicker in that particular area.
But this is not going to degrade, like we were talking to your brother Steve earlier about the plastic gutters, because you might think, oh, plastic's great, but that's never going to rust. It's perfect. But then you had, the rubber that's holding it that's not seamless. So this seems to stand up. I mean, has it been around? Is one of these proven, as you said earlier, you're looking for proven material. How long have they been using it?
Well, the particular membrane that I use has been around since 1979.
Well, you should buy a new one. Keep reusing the same one. Okay, so that's pretty good. That's
and all the seams are hot air welded, so you literally heat the seams and the material melts itself together. So the seams won't separate over ponding and whatnot.
So if you have a 2,000 square foot house, what does that add to the cost versus the hot asphalt? How much extra?
Well, cost-wise, I would say it's probably about 30% more than a hot asphalt membrane. But the PVC materials will last a lot longer than asphalt. Asphalt roofs generally last 15 years, or a PVC system 25-plus years.
Say that one more time. Say it one more time. I was kind of thinking about my next show. I missed that. What did say it again?
A PVC membrane generally will last about 25 years, where a hot asphalt membrane will only last 15 years. So where you're paying additional costs for the product, it's going to be made up in time.
30% more, and then what's the base price, roughly? A theoretical price?
About $5 to $6 a square foot versus $3 to $4 a square foot.
So a 2,000 square foot flat roof house times $3, what is that, $6,000?
I don't have my calculator, but
that sounds about right.
Somewhere
it's pretty inexpensive. I mean, the average other roof was 10 to 12 grand, flat roof maybe 6 grand.
Yeah, flat roofs generally come in more costly than pitched roofs, so you're just minimizing the amount of square
footage. Maybe my math, we'll get a calculator next week. Well, I don't mean to focus on the detail, but the 30% more would be give someone an idea. Because certainly, you know, yeah, just sold a house. In fact, just closing escrow tomorrow on a house with a flat roof that was done about 12 years ago, the hot asphalt, and went up there, and it had a nice slope to it. It had kind of a middle rise, so it was kind of, you know, sloping down towards each side. And it had no material. It was a flat roof, and then it had no crawl space. It was literally the roof, and then when you walked inside, you were looking at the ceiling. I don't know how they even ran wires to the center lights. There was nothing there, no insulation. And the buyer is going to take it and actually pitch it and create a normal-looking roof because it was a contemporary home. Kind of looked a lot like the, you know, the old Danica House building on Chapala and Mitchell Terena, that wooden glass building. You drive by that? Nodding won't work on radio. This isn't TV.
Yes, I know that building.
The two of them are nodding at me. So, sorry. So, and in fact, my office used to be there. Coldwell Banker was in that office. It's a great building. No walls, just all posts and beams, and all the walls were glass, and no interior walls, no bearing walls, but again, that flat roof. I know Leon Lunt was up there. I don't know if he hired you to do that job.
I don't think I was there.
You were there. I mean, you bid that job, but it was the one across the street, I think, that you ended up. So, Action Roofing, Steve and Jack Martin, we covered just about everything on the list. Thank you very much for being here. Action Roofing in Santa Barbara for 20-plus years?
20-plus years, yeah.
20-plus years. Jack and Steve Martin at Action Roofing, appreciate your time. Go out there and make some money. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate will come back and do the weekly multiple listing update. And I've got a very interesting stat. In fact, I'll tell you right now, since you're here and I'm going to kick you out of the studio, you might want to hear this. I don't want to get too technical. You can tell by my follow-up questions about the cost and all that. You think, God, this guy is too technical. So I don't know if you can grasp this, but I'm going to try to, you know, distill it down for you. Talking about inventory, an increase in inventory from June 05 to September 05, about 3 months, the inventory increased a quarter of a pound because I weighed the MLS book from June to September on the scale in the back on a postage meter. Someone came in, I didn't get the book anymore. Anyway, that was always a good indication when you carry around a heavy book to go, the inventory is not. So we gained a quarter pound from September to from June to September 05. Thank you, Action Roofing. Thanks for being here. We got to get done. Don't forget to come back. Mark Schneider, Director of Real Estate. It's 8 minutes to the hour. Stay tuned. We'll come back for the weekly listing update.